Hey, how are you? Good too. This is Dan King. I have a car that I want to ask you guys to work on. And I spoke about it with one fellow, it could have been yourself, maybe a couple of weeks back. It's an 07 XT Forester, and I have a bunch of parts that I want to install on it and get it tuned. I think you were talking about a 3 or 4 week lead time just in terms of availability. When you mentioned it, to me, well, when the person who was on the phone mentioned it to me, there was probably 6 to 8 hours of labor in installing the parts, and then maybe an allocation of about $500 in other bits and pieces that might be necessary to do the full install, and then another 990, I think it was, to do the tune. Is that ringing any bells? Not really. Fair enough. Okay, sure. So what is your availability? It's process west air intake. There's a process west top mount intercooler, which includes like the splitter that sits underneath the bonnet scoop. There's a blow-off valve that sits on it. There's a boost controller. I think it's a 3-port. Maybe it's a Grimspeed one. I've got a VF48 off an STI, and then an NVIDIA catless exhaust system, dump pipe, the whole thing right through to the rear, and then a tune. What day of the week? And do I drop it off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon, or you need it for like a week, or what do you think? So could I drop it off on Tuesday the 2nd and pick it up on Friday the 5th? Because they're both working from home days for me. Cool. So, Daniel King. Zero four three nine. 190 700. Oh seven. Any cooler. One other thing actually that's popped in my head is it doesn't have the tow ball bit, but it's had a tow bar frame installed in the rear end. As you're doing the exhaust on the rear end, I'd like you to take the tow bar piece out. Just remove it. I think it is a G200, yeah. Bolt straight onto which? The turbo? So you might need to modify the downpipe. Yeah, cool. That would be actually quite good considering that the person that I bought the downpipe off had airbag suspension and then crunched it a bit. So if you are modifying it, that's totally fine. You can cut into it and then make the mods and probably fix up the dent that's in the bottom of it at the same time. It was bad enough that I was feeling like I was going to go and drop the downpipe off to an exhaust guy before I dropped it to you. But if you're saying you're going to get a fab guy to come in and you guys looked at it and went, yeah, you know, it's restricting airflow by 25%, then I'd say, all right, then cut the dent out and put a piece on top. In terms of it fitting the in terms of the bell mouth fitting the back of the VF48, that was all fine. But I presume You'll know better than I will. You'll know better than I will. I take your word for it. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's right. So then I'll pick it up on the 5th. Any particular time? Perfect. Yeah, that's fine. Sounds good. See you on the 2nd. Thanks a lot. Okay.